All right. That was awesome, you guys. That's our new band this year. Perhaps one of our best starts ever. You guys are awesome. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's cool. I'm going to talk about why we do songs and stuff a little bit later. We'll get to that. So first of all, I'm Chris. I'm the youth pastor here at Grand Central Alliance Church. And welcome to what we call Ignite. So this is what we do on Wednesday nights, 6:30. We call it Ignite. I don't know why. It's been called Ignite for a very long time. No, I'm just kidding. The reason we called it Ignite is because about 10 years ago, we were thinking, okay, you know, if we're going to have something for kids, what do we want to call it? And we're coming up with names, cool stuff. And then we kind of came down to a couple of them, but we really liked Ignite because what we really wanted Ignite to do was spark something in your heart for Christ, for Jesus. That's what we wanted it to do. And so we named it Ignite, and so it's and it's stuck ever since. And so maybe even, it's actually been more than 10 years, hasn't it? It's been a long time. But anyway, that's why Ignite is called Ignite, and it's specifically geared towards students. And believe it or not, our leaders, we have a whole bunch of adult leaders, they think students are awesome. Right, leaders? Yes. And there's so much negativity in the news, and you know, you read it, and you're just like, about teenagers, and I'm just kind of like, ah. There's so much awesomeness that also comes with teenagers, right? Not just bad news. There's lots of good news, right? Okay, I am done. See you later. This is bad news. I am so happy to have you guys here. I think we're going to have an awesome year. I've been the youth pastor here for 14 years, and this is the 15th year of ministry starting now. So I'm excited about it. It's just so weird. Right? 15 years of working with students. I'm still excited. Yes. Because why? Because students are awesome. That's why. So we love students. We love teenagers. And if you're not quite a teenager, we still love you. Okay? So if you're 12, we love you too. All right. If you're 11, I got an 11-year-old at home. I love her, so I love you too. So there you go. Yeah, we have a couple 11s, right? So welcome to Ignite. We're happy to have you. Just want you to know, everyone is welcome to come here. This isn't just for church kids or kids that come to our church. You know what? I would love to see the kids in your school coming here, and just we wouldn't have enough room. Wouldn't that be awesome? Because there's so many kids that just want to hear about who Jesus is, because that's what we're going to do. And you might be going like, if you grew up in church and this is your first time at youth, going like, I thought we were going to play more games. Well, you missed that last week. Sorry. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to have fun. And I think if you can kind of set aside, boy, this kind of feels like church does. I think if you can set that aside for a little while and see if God speaks to you over this coming year, I know he's going to, because he does every year. He's going to speak to you. He's going to do something really cool in your life. If you open your life, if you open your heart to him, if you go like, yeah, I want you to do something in my life. I want to dive in, because here's what I really believe, is that Jesus offers us life. He says it in the book of John chapter 10. He says, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. And I really believe that. I think that's what he's offering. And so that's what we want to offer here. And so if you've grown up in church and you're kind of like, man, I don't know. I'm just asking you to give a chance. If you've never been to church, this is your first time. Awesome. Welcome. Because we get a clean slate. This is what church is. It's fun. We're going to talk about Jesus. Jesus is fascinating, you guys. You can study Jesus your whole life, and there's still more to find out. Like, seriously, you could live 1,000 years, and you could study the life of Jesus, and at the end of 1,000 years, be going like, there's so much more I need to find out. Like, seriously, it's just, like, unbelievable. And our God is so huge and so awesome. There's so much to do. So, that's kind of what Ignite is about. That's why we named it Ignite. And so welcome. We're happy to have you. We want, you know, we just don't want a big youth group so we can say we have a big youth group. We want students to find Jesus. That's what we want. I don't care if you've grown up in the church your whole life or, you know, this is the first time ever. We want to give you the same thing. We want to give you Jesus, and we want you to kind of taste and see Jesus is good, because I think he's really good. So that's what Ignite's about. There's a few things that we do at Ignite. We start off every Ignite, almost every Ignite, with a worship set from our youth band. You guys, again, did a great job today. I'm really I'm happy. I think this is awesome. I'm excited. Yeah. Can you guys give our band a good hand? Let's. You know what? The first time you get up here, it's like nerve-wracking, right? Because it's the first Ignite, and I don't know what it is. It's just kind of like, yeah, we want to worship God. We think it's really important to worship God. I think it's almost essential. Like, we need it. And if I would just invite you again, just be open, keep coming. If you don't know any of the words, you never heard any of these songs, that's fine. If you keep coming, you'll get to know them. Start singing them. They're awesome. Like, the songs we sang today were great. I was just like, yeah, no other name. Like, man, I want my heart to sing Jesus' name. What that means is that I don't want to have any other God in my life. I don't want to follow any of these other things. I want Jesus. And I thought that was really cool. And the rest of the songs, I'm just kind of like, hey, this is awesome. This is kind of what the theme of Ignite is, really. We want more of Jesus. And that's one of the ways we're going to do it, is through worshiping him. Another way is we're gonna preach from the Bible. So after we do our singing, our youth band plays, and we worship with them, then we usually have a few announcements. We have a whole bunch today, and then I'll, or one of our leaders, will do some sort of sermon, teaching, talk, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. And following that, we split off into what we call fusion groups, or small groups. And in those fusion groups, each of the groups has two leaders, and we have leaders, or we have groups for grade 7-8 girls, Green's laughing at me already because I'm not reading off a page. She's like, he's going to screw it up for sure. 7-8 girls, grade 9-10 girls, grade 11 girls, and grade 12 girls. So we have four girls groups, and guys... guys are easy. We have a 7-8 guys group. We have a 9-10 and a 11-12 group. So that's what we do after the talk. We split into groups, and there'll be questions that you can go through. Today it's a little bit different. We're going to do something a little different. We're going to split into our groups, and then we're going to have Timbits. Yeah, awesome. Woohoo! And we're going to get to know our groups. That's what we're going to do today. So it's relaxed. Awesome. And if you're the type of kid that's kind of like, I don't like crowds very much, this will be better for you, because you'd be like, there's a small group and there's only a few people instead of like 60 or whatever is here. And yeah, so that's a regular Ignite. So welcome. I'm glad you're here. Now, one of the things that I don't do, but I am doing it today, is introduce our sponsor child. This youth group sponsors a child. His name is Haki Zimana Pacific. He is from Rwanda, Africa, and we have supported him for many years. I don't even know. How old is he now? Is he 15? He was like just this little tiny guy when we started. So this is the cool thing, you guys. This group has given every single dime that goes to Haki Zimana. It has come from you guys over the years. And before Haki Zimana, we had Sandra, which is another Sylvia Benia. She was our previous sponsor child, and she graduated, went to university, and after that, our sponsorship ended, but she was like, it was awesome that we were able to do that as a group. And so we believe that that's an important thing. And this is a letter, I think, that he wrote to us just recently, because Kareen had written to him, when was it? Oh, August 26th, Grand Center Alliance Youth Group. I first greet, I shouldn't read this. This is like impossible to read. You in the name, and it's translated. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am in primary 6, so grade 6. He's 15, so started a little bit late because we started sponsoring him and he was able to go to school. So that's awesome, right? I love something. I don't know what that is. I can't even make a guess. I'm just going to go with praying. That's what it looks like, but... Oh, it is praying? Oh, okay. I do attend Sunday services. I love the Lord of God in... Okay. I do know how to read. This is how we read the Bible. It's like, okay, something about Thessalonians. We are in rainy season as well. So apparently he thinks it's raining here, but I guess it is today. As well as experiencing sunshine. Okay, sorry. How many people do you have in your group? Is it raining in your country? I wish you God's blessings. Yours, Pacifique. So that's his letter back to us. Your group, if you would want to write to Haki Zimana, you are welcome to write to him. We can write him as many letters as we want. We don't have to like only write him like once every month or 2 months or whatever it is. Crean has been doing most of the writing. But this is for you guys, right? This is our little guy that we've sponsored and we want to build into his life. And you would not believe how important it is for these kids to get letters from their sponsors, right? It's one thing to get money and support. It's another thing when that sponsor cares enough to actually send a letter and say, hey, how you doing? This is us. This is who we are. So if you'd like to do that, or if your group wants to do it, you are welcome to do that. So that's Haki Zimana. And so what we do every week is we'll pass around this really loud cup. So if you put in like 3 pennies, it sounds like 50 bucks. I don't even know why. We've just been using it for, seriously, as long as I've been here, we've used this. So, just put in your change, whatever you got. We're going to do this every week. And all of this goes to support Haki Zimana as our sponsor child. Now, there's been a few years where we gave way over. And so in those years, we were able to choose another charity that we decided to give our money to. So, that's kind of what we do as a youth group. I think it's really close to God's heart to take care of the poor and the needy. And I think this is one way our youth group can do it. So I'm going to pray for Haki, and then I'm going to start passing the cup around. So, all right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Haki Zimana, and thank you for this youth group. Thank you that so many of these kids care a lot about this little guy. They've never met him. I mean, we pray for him, talk about him once a week, but we've never met him. And thank you for the compassion you've put on people's hearts for him. And thank you for the gifts that people give the students here to support him and give him an education. And Lord, ultimately, we know that you're doing that. And I just pray for Haki that he would he'd excel in his education, that he would work hard, and that you would just bless him, and that you would watch over him and his family and protect them. And that he would grow close to you and learn to love you with all his heart. We just pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So in like 5 minutes, I'm just going to kind of give you what's ahead. So, who we are, I've kind of explained a little bit why we do Ignite. But here's our purpose. I will put my cards on the table, let you know exactly what we're trying to do in your life. Our purpose is to make disciples of Jesus. We want you to become a disciple if you're not. A disciple is like a follower or an apprentice. Maybe that's a good thing. We know what an apprentice is, right? So a disciple would be like an apprentice who apprentices under Jesus. So because he's the master of life and we're apprenticing in life. Yeah, you guys get that. So that's kind of that. I'll just lay it out there. That's what we're trying to actually do here at Ignite. That's what we want for you. If you are already a disciple or follower of Jesus, we want you to grow in your faith. That's why we're doing this. That's why we do Ignite the way we do it. That's why we're going to teach from the Bible. That's why we're going to worship God in song. And that's why we have a band. That's why we put energy into a band. That's why we have actually one of our leaders is, that's all she does is help her band. which is a lot. We want that ministry to flourish because we want to worship God. We think it's really important. So that's why we do that. Now, here's what I think Ignite will be for you. Ignite will provide a place for you to discover a real relationship with a personal God. If you think God is just some dude or some big force way out there, what I'd like for you to experience, maybe for the first time, is that God isn't just kind of some kind of force that's way out there, that God is actually really close to us, and he desires a relationship with you. He does. He created you. He actually created you to be in relationship with him. And when we're not in relationship with him, you know deep down inside that something's missing in your life. And so what I hope that Ignite provides for you, and not just Ignite the thing, but our leaders and our and the teaching and your friends and the small groups. What I hope it all happens is that you experience God in a new way that you never even knew to even ask for. That you can grow and discover Jesus, grow in your faith, is what we just really desire for you guys, that you can meet his personal God. He's not a force. He's personal. He knows you intimately and wants a relationship with you. That's number one. Number two, Ignite is a place where you can learn about the Bible, discover more about who God is, and how knowing Jesus gives you real life. I kind of already explained this a little bit, so I'm not going to explain it too much. But what you will find is that every Ignite, at some point, we'll be talking about Jesus. Especially this year, because here's our theme for the whole year. Jesus is better. Okay? You're like, what? Yeah, I don't care what you can come up with. Jesus is better. And there's some pretty cool stuff that Jesus has created for us, but the Creator is always better. And everything that is that he's given us, the gifts he's given us, the Bible, everything points towards him, his creation, everything. And so I think it's going to be fun. We never had this theme before in like 15 years here. Never had this theme. I'm excited. I'm preaching on new stuff I've never even preached before. I've never preached out of the book of Hebrews. We're going to start preaching in that in January. But before we get there, we are going to starting next week, we're going to start in the book of Daniel. And here's what I know about Daniel. Daniel is one awesome dude. If you don't know anything about Daniel, this guy's story is like crazy. I can't wait. In fact, I'm feeling it right now. I should just start. Start talking about Daniel, because Daniel is such a cool story. You guys can't miss this. Daniel was plucked out of his hometown of Jerusalem and taken to this place called Babylon. He was just a young person. We don't know how old he was, a young man. But back then, young men, you became a young man when you were 13. Right here, our rite of passage is 18, maybe 30. I don't know. Right? For some people, maybe 50. I don't know. It's like they're always acting like a teenager. Like Darcy, right? He turned 50 this year. Yes. So, and me, Darcy. There you go. I'll put myself in there. Now I'm totally off track. But Daniel is an incredible story of this guy who was plucked out of his home, placed in this horrible place. Babylon was a terrible place. It was like the most evil place ever. Did you know that when the Bible uses the word Babylon, that it's actually not even talking about the city of Babylon anymore? It's talking about the most evil place on earth. In the book of Revelation, it's the last book in the Bible. It's all this prophecy stuff of end times, and it's about Jesus. Of course, the whole Bible's about Jesus. One of the things that is prophesied in there is about Babylon, and it's this picture of incredible evilness. And so, this is where Daniel's dropped, right in the midst of this stuff. So that's where we're going to start. Here's my goal. We're going to actually look at a few different characters in the Old Testament. We're going to look at Daniel to start with. But here's what I want you guys to understand about the Bible. The Bible isn't a bunch of stories about people. And some of them really cool stories, right? Some of them are like, that's in the Bible? Yeah, there's going to be some stories you're going to be like, wow, I did not know the Bible had stories like that. We're going to talk about those stories, but they're not just stories. Here's what you need to know, especially if you've grown up in the church. You need to understand that every single story in the Bible points to Jesus, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to take Daniel, we're going to take some of these other Old Testament characters, we're going to look into their life, they have phenomenal stories, and then we're going to go like, Jesus is better. So we're going to talk about Daniel, but we're going to talk about Jesus is the better Daniel. Jesus was the fulfillment of the entire Bible. And so all of these characters are actually fulfilled in one person, and that's Jesus. So that's what we're going to do. Do you think I'm excited about it? I am excited about it. I can't wait. I want to start right now. Okay, but I can't. We're at the end of our time. So we want to provide you with a place to discover a real relationship with a personal God. We want you to learn about the Bible and discover Jesus. And we want you to find life. And then, here's what we want Ignite to be for you. We want Ignite to be a safe place for you to ask hard questions about God and about faith and about life. What you will find is your leaders are trustworthy and they love you. And when you're going through some hard stuff in life, They are awesome people to talk to. Now, you need to know that if some of the stuff that you're going through is, if there's some legal ramifications, like illegal stuff that's been that's happened to you, abuse or some of those things, you need to know that, you know, we are trustworthy, but some things we can't keep a secret. That we are actually going to help you. We're not going to keep some stuff secret. In fact, we're not even allowed, by law, we're not allowed to do that. We have to tell the police or your parents. And but here's the thing, we're going to make it so that you get helped. We want you to understand this is a safe place to get help, okay? So if there's some horrible things that have been done to you, it may take you a long time to learn to trust your leaders and maybe me, but we want you to know it's a safe place. Now, it may not, your troubles might be really seemingly insignificant to other people, but that's okay. We want you to go through some of the hard questions, because here's what we don't want you to do. We don't want you to go through 6 years of youth ministry if you're in grade 7 and come out the other side with all these doubts and all these questions that you were afraid to ask, because those doubts are going to hold you hostage. It's okay to have doubts. That's why we have Ignite. That's one of the reasons, so that we can go like, okay, let's figure this out. It's okay to have doubts. In fact, doubts are sometimes what spur you on to really learn the stuff and really kind of figure stuff out. Doubt isn't necessarily the enemy. So we want it to be a safe place. Because this is what you can expect. We want Ignite to be a place where you're loved, where you're known, and where you belong. So you can be loved, be known, and be loved. Okay, can't even talk. Be loved, be known, and belong. Does that sound good? We want to be known. We want people to know us and still love us. Isn't that cool? That people can know you, and they can know some of the dark stuff in your life, and they still love you is crazy. But that's the type of love that Jesus offers, and so we want to offer that too. Okay, so that's kind of what we're all about. That's what we have for you. I'm excited about this year. I think some of you guys are in for an awesome ride with Jesus. I think he is going to do some cool stuff in your life. Some of you guys are going to resist hard, and that's okay. You can resist. You don't have to believe everything I'm saying. One of the things we want you to do is actually, we want to teach you guys to think for yourself about some of these things. We want you to go like, okay, that guy, he's just saying stuff. I'm not just going to, you know, believe it. I need to think about this. You know, I need to think about this. Is this true? I want you to actually think about that. Because what I don't want you guys to do is for me to come up here, do something that's really compelling, and for you guys to go back and go like, yeah, that was good. I believe it. And then tomorrow somebody kind of says, well, what about this? And you're like, oh, yeah, I guess I don't believe it. Right? I want you to ask the question before that. Is this real? Is this true? Because if it is, then there's something awesome that I can discover. So anyway, sorry. Getting back into stuff I had already talked about. So that's what Ignite's about. I want to close off in prayer. I want to dedicate this year to God. Seriously, I think there's some cool stuff ahead. I'm so pumped to preach about Daniel and some of the other characters. Like anybody know anything about Judah in the Bible? Sweet! Actually, it's not sweet, but it's like, what? No. I'm gonna talk about Judah's story. Judah's story's killer. And the reason is because this guy's a terrible dude. And in the end, there's a nation that's named after him. And not just a nation, but Jesus actually comes through his line. He's the ancestor. He's like, Jesus is born in the line of Judah. Very cool. So stuff like that. Judah did some crazy stuff. But anyway, so that's all coming. I'm excited about it. I hope you guys get excited about it. That's all start next week. So let me pray. I just want to dedicate our time to God. I want him to do stuff. And if you don't have to like pray out loud with me, but if you're like, yeah, I want God to speak to me, I want God to do something in my life, just kind of pray it in your heart while I'm praying. Sound good? Yeah? Yeah, we got one person. Anyone else? Yeah? All right, let's go. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these students. Thank you for this youth ministry. Thank you that you have blessed this youth ministry year after year with incredible students and leaders, and it's been an awesome ride. And so, Lord, once again, we're starting off a new school year, and we want you to show up. We do not want to do this without you. We don't want to come here every week and hear some dude talk and sing some songs we may or may not know. That's not what we want to do. We want something to happen in our hearts. We want to be, we want something stirred in our hearts. We want to we know, all of us know that there's something more out there. There's something more to life. There, we can feel it. So, Lord, I just pray that you would show up, that you would be with us, that you would show us that you're the more this year. Lord, as we talk about your Jesus being better, I just pray, Lord, that you would give us the right language. You just be here with us. Father, bring kids that need to come. There's kids out there that need you so desperately. They're hurting. They're in trouble. They need you. And so, Lord, I pray you'd bring kids that need you and are that you're drawing to yourself. Lord, we want students to find you. And so, Lord, I pray that this would be a place that would happen. And Lord, I pray for these students that are here right now. Bless them. Lord, do something awesome in their lives this year. Speak to them in ways they didn't even expect. Do some cool stuff, Lord. Just things that they didn't know to ask for. And Lord, I pray you just show up in their lives. And we see some really cool stuff happening in this youth ministry this year. Lord, we want you to know we're doing this for your glory. We think that you're awesome, and we want to do this every week because of that. And so, Lord, we just ask you to show up with us. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.